And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And how are you doing over there, David, now that we have a call-in?
Just fine. I've got my headphones. They're called cans. I don't know why, but civilians call them headphones.
You look good. You look professional. So, not that you don't look professional without them, but that was our last guests were the Veterans Health Alliance of Long Island, and so much incredible information, so much out there for our veterans. Later on in the show, we will definitely give out the numbers and the website and the emails of everybody. There's a resource guide, so just a lot of great information. And I think an interesting segue, we're talking now with Helene Lipschitz. Helene?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello. Namaste.
Namaste. So, Helene, you're a holistic health and wellness coach.
Yes, that's right.
And tell us a little bit about what exactly that is, and do people come see you privately? Do you go to them? Do they call you? How does this process work?
Before I start, I would like to read a poem by Marie Flannery. She's a nurse, and it basically is an invitation to stillness, and we could take it from there, okay? It's basically all about self-care, and that's what this poem is about.
Sure.
Can I read it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, this quiet space, a space of calm, we long to inhabit you. For you are oh so healing, our visit so enjoyable, however so brief. May I visit you often, this shared space, no words spoken, nothing being done, basking simply in your glorious light. Fueling my energy, oh, please invite me to this magical place where we can reside in peace, two sparks of soul, mingling in our essence, love's true stillness, found in the comfort of your sacred silence. So, how did that seem to you? As you can see, stillness is very, very important.
Yeah.
So I am a holistic health and wellness coach. I'm also a nurse. I started my holistic journey about 16 and a half years ago. I am a cancer survivor and proud to say that. And
I'm happy to hear that, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I believe that everything happens for a reason. And when I got the cancer, it basically made me think that I was just not going down the right path. So I started doing a lot of reflection and a lot of searching. And I learned Reiki. Reiki is a energy healing. I did level 1, 2, 3, and then I became a master, so I also teach it. And I do it now on my clients, and I even do it on pets. I do it on my dog. And what it is Rei is the universal life flow, and Ki in Japanese is energy. So I basically bring a balance to the body, mind, spirit, and emotions with Reiki. And I am just a vessel. Everybody has the ability to heal themselves. I just teach them how. I give them the tools. And it's a practice. It doesn't just poof, happen just like that. It took me a while. I also do a mindfulness meditation, and I teach yoga. I'm right now getting certified in chair and office yoga because I want to work with people with mobility disorders because it's all about moving. We need to move. They've done studies as a medical person. They've done studies where people who live a sedentary life and really don't move, they attract diseases, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, arthritis, osteoporosis, all of that, will be attracted if you just sit and not move. So even if you're sitting in a wheelchair, even if you're in an assisted living home, senior citizen home, will be able to do chair yoga, and then I'll be going into the corporations, the people who sit in the chairs all day at the computers. I will be teaching them how to move.
You know, Helene, this is wonderful, and because the majority of our listeners are 60 years and older, and for the most part, probably more like 75 and older in terms of the listeners. We're always talking about, you know, starting things that you've never done, and talking to some seniors who might have a sedentary lifestyle and do have some of these issues come up. Are you ever too old to start? And what kinds of benefits can you see if you're starting anew, something like yoga or mindfulness or working with you? What, like, are there reversals that they could see in certain health situations too?
Okay, well, yes. Basically, with yoga, it will increase your circulation. I do yoga every day. And it increases your circulation. The thing with the body is that even if you do it one time, not only does it affect your body, but it affects your mind. I found through my practice that it's more about the mind. If you think you're going to have a good day, let's face it, you're going to have a good day. If you believe that you're going to have a bad day or a bad moment, you're going to attract that energy from the universe, and that's what you're going to have for that day. So it's all about your perception and the way you think. So actually, it starts from the mind. We all wake up with a blank slate in the morning, and this is what I teach my clients and my patients, okay? We direct our own story. How our day is going to be, we write it as we go along. And positivity is really the most important thing. In my sacred space, in my practice, it's called Helene's Sacred Space, I've developed a whole positive room. And there's affirmations, and there's words like hope to have only positive expectations. So we have to change our whole way of thinking and looking at things. When we get up in the morning, we can do yoga. We could do breathing. A breath is a tool that I give you in your toolbox. I teach you how to breathe, and I teach you how to belly breathe. And when you get anxious, one breath can make you relax your body and your mind. And relaxation is what increases your immune system. You know, stress is part of life. It's how you react to it. So yoga especially can increase circulation. It could increase your flexibility. It's great for people with osteoporosis, with arthritis. It opens up all the energy in the body, the mind, and the spirit.
And, you know, one of the things about yoga, too, is that there's no trophy. You know, there's no Olympic sport.
Nothing.
It's an individual practice. But I think David has a question or a comment.
It sounds, if I understood correctly, we create our own environments through our minds. We create our own environments.
Yes. Well, we create, no, it's not really the environment. Whatever you're thinking in your mind, okay, let's say I'm thinking of a cow, let's say, and I'm going to pick an animal, okay, then basically, or a feeling, it's whatever feeling, or when you get up in the morning and you go, oh, I'm so tired, I'm going to have a really bad day. That's the energy that you're attracting from the universe, and that energy is going to stay with you as you go along until you change your thought. They've done studies on this in Harvard that as soon as you change your thought, that's the energy that you're going to attract from the universe.
Right. I think they call also, I know a term in yoga we use a lot is, you know, manifesting. You know,
exactly.
if you're manifesting, oh, you know, this is the way it's going to go. It's going to go downhill from here, instead of, you know, kind of saying, you know, manifesting a positive thing. You know what? It may be in the past it went this way, but it's not going to go that way anymore.
Exactly. The past is gone. The present is all you have. So I teach people to just be here. just stay here. And you stay here with your breath. That's where we come into with mindfulness. Mindfulness is paying attention on purpose. So if we just stay here, and I do a lot of breath work with my clients and my patients, because I work with a lot of patients with cancer, and I teach them just to stay in the moment here, and I get them through here. Because if we just worry about the future that's out of our control, we'll pass by all the beautiful moments that are right here. And I just wanted to give the definition of energy, because maybe it might be a little abstract to a lot of people. But Einstein said that everything is energy. And in the dictionary, energy is the ability to do work. It can't be destroyed or created. It moves in three phases. It follows intention. So that's where manifestation comes in. And it goes wherever your attention is, the energy follows. And that's basically the premise with creating your own story for the day. Wherever your attention is in your mind, that's where your energy is going to go, and that's what you're going to attract from the universe.
Right, and it's not magic. I mean, this is
the
whole point of manifesting is about the energy you're putting toward it. And, you know, we do have a lot more. We can take a lot more charge of, you know, our health, our emotional well-being by kind of using this process. But Helene, we have about 30 seconds before we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back in a minute or two. And I want to thank you so much. I want to hear a little bit about, when we come back, how people can get in touch with you, where maybe there's information for our seniors to access this type of holistic care.
I have a website in process right now, because once I'm done with my chair yoga certification and office yoga, I want to get certified in crystal healing.
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we come back, because we're going to go to a break right now, and we will be right back.
Okay.